This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
While I was gone, did you hold down the fort? Fort Kevin Jackson? The Kevin Jackson Radio Show, KJRadio.com. What were you doing, huh? Did you miss me? I know we had to run some best ofs. Hey, I would love to have a guest host who can deliver. We're going to try to make that happen because I've got quite a bit of travel coming up. So we've got to do something. But in the meantime, everything that we selected as a best of show is to make you think, to make you think about your circumstances. Let me ask you this. Did the Democrats take a break while I was out? I'm just curious. Did they decide, you know what, those conservatives, that Kevin Jackson makes a lot of sense. Let me ponder on what he and President Trump and many of the conservatives have to say. Forget the fact that the world is in better order today than it was under baby black Jesus. Maybe we should reconsider our positions. Do you think they had conversations like that? Let me ask you, do you think the Democrats take a break from their craziness when you do? When you go on vacation, when you're at the soccer game with the kids, when you're at your job, when you're shopping, when you're at a play, whatever you may be doing, do you think the Democrats are getting their sanity? Or do you think that they live in a cocoon of ignorance? I mean, why doesn't the world order itself? Democrats are nuttier than squirrel turds. We know that. They don't make sense. We make all kinds of common sense. It is vetted out in the success of our policies. So why don't we crush them? They are beetles. They are so useless in the world. I mean, don't misunderstand me. We even need a dung beetle because I guess you got to get clean up the excrement. But whatever the Democrats' role is, I think we finally found something in the scheme of mankind that has no purpose. I want you to think about that. The most minuscule organism on this planet serves a purpose, a real purpose. It contributes to society in some sort of way, whether it's a bacteria in the jungles of Costa Rica, which is where I was, by the way, and I'm three shades darker looking like Miles Davis, but I don't care. Yeah, I look good. Anyway, but the only from the there's a microbe in Costa Rica in the rainforest that serves a purpose. Without it, the ecosystem is damaged. There is no purpose that a leftist serves. None. I want you to understand that. If you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, you can't tell me a single thing at a purpose of a leftist. I can tell you, from a conservative point of view, we serve multiple purposes. We are the beacon of light that every nation looks to. They look to us. They don't look for Democrats. They look at us. They don't look at leftists, plutarians, what do I call them? What do I call them? Plutopians? Progressive, none of it. When they look at them, the world looks at us and they laugh, or they look at us and say, look at how debaucherous and whatever else. What the Democrats and the leftists, whatever they call themselves, do is what creates the angst around the world. They see us as indulgent. They see us as spoiled brats. They don't see it because of you. You save your money. You give. You respond when it's time for humanitarian aid. You are philanthropic to a fault. Every quality that you as a conservative has is not the envy in a bad way of the world, but what they aspire to be. Every quality that the Democrats represent is what the world looks at America and says, look at those self-indulgent little pukes and chumps. That's what they do. So if their purpose is to generate animosity, is to generate anger, is to generate jealousy for the rest of the world towards America, success. But see, that serves no purpose. Serves no purpose. No purpose in mankind. The UN doesn't condone it. None of it. It serves zero purpose. But that's what they're about. Oh, they want to fool you into believing they're about something else, but they are not. They are the most, the Democrat, Plutopian, leftist, whatever you want to call those clowns. If they left the Earth would be 1,000,000%. It would be exponentially better. No. It would be infinity better. You couldn't even measure it. I want you to think about the consequences of a leftist leaving America, where there's no racism, there's no sexism, there's no genderism, there's none of those things. There's nobody looking for a reason to make you feel bad about yourself. All you do is you uplift each other. Don't misunderstand me. We have enough negativity in the conservative movement to balance it out. You know, a little bit of salt with that sugar to make you be able to taste it. We have it. There's a person that'll correct you from time to time and say, "Hey, Kevin, you're a good guy. We love what you do, but..." We have those, but we don't have people that want to keep you down. "Hey, Kevin, let me explain to you, you know, how belittling it is to be black in America, and you, your ancestors went through slavery and the lack of civil rights." I haven't. I haven't had a lack of civil rights in my entirety of life. Whatever lack of anything that I had, there were 15 million other things that overcame it that I didn't even have to think about my lack of anything. Leftists are destroyers, destroyers of dreams. And here's what's funny. They want you to feel guilty about being on the right, about being a Trump supporter. Many of there's a story that came out, says if you're black and you voted for Trump, then you're an idiot. I think it was Deborah Messing that said it. If you're black and you voted for Trump, you're brainwashed, you're stupid. I want you to understand, a chick that plays, I don't know, call her whatever you want on Will and Grace, she and one of her co-workers, the dude that was the gay guy, her live-in roommate, have come out to say, if you support Trump, you're stupid. Mm-hmm. See, let me tell you what that is. That is a rationalization for them to try to explain how they are politically. They need you to feel bad about your politics in order for them to feel good about their stupid politics. See, you would be right to say, you know what, Deborah Messing, and whatever the other guy is, Will of Will and Grace, y'all are stupid. You voted stupid. I can explain it in 1,000 different ways. But here's the thing. I don't care. I'm not mad at you. I don't want to see you dead. I don't want to see you outed, as Deborah Messing said. I tweeted back to Deborah Messing, who said, we need to out the Trump supporters. Hey, how about I help you? I'm going to out myself. I am an avid Trump supporter who happens to be a black American. I am not stupid in any way. In fact, there's nothing you can say that's going to make me feel stupid. And in fact, I know that you're stupid. Tweeted it. Let's see what she comes back with. Same with Will, her partner, and all these other Holly weirdos who want you to feel bad for being on the right side of history. Because that's what you are. You got a lot to talk about.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, get your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS-certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Oh, to be so relevant in your own mind. A mental giant, right? And to find out that you're not relevant at all. Such is the world of Holly Weird. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. The Holly Weirdos. Holly Weirdos believe their views are the only views. Look, here's what I'll tell you. I'll tell you this anytime you hear my show, the Kevin Jackson Show. These are my opinions. They are well thought out. I'm willing to debate them openly and honestly with anybody who wants to debate them in practically any form, okay? And I won't hold it against you. If you differ, we can have a very spirited debate where I make you look like a fool, or we can have one where we have an intelligent discussion and I make you look like a fool. Doesn't matter to me. But I don't have a dog in the fight other than looking for the truth. I hope you can help me find truth, because that's what I'm looking for. But Holly Weird, they've got their own ideas, and they live in a bubble. I call it a cocoon of ignorance. And many of these people, Anne Hathaway. I can't stand Anne Hathaway. Who was the other movie I was watching? Jason Bateman on Guns, and all these people, gun, 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 Alyssa Milano, and all these people that want to come out. I love it when people come out that know nothing about a subject and they want to give you all the opinions about it.
Yeah.
Guns are bad and nobody should own this type of a gun. My French kids were at my house the other day, and Flo, he's from France. He said, Kevin, I do not understand this gun thing. And I have an AR, whatever, AR-15. Thought it was an AR-10, but it's an AR-15. And he's like, I don't understand. I have the rifle out. I'm like, I don't understand the reason for this. I show him. I go, okay. I clicked it open from the barrel and the stock because it's a three piece. Just, and I said, what does this look like? And he goes, a pistol. I said, okay, exactly right. It looks like a pistol because that's what it is. Now, the barrel's added to give you long range distance, and the stock, of course, is so you can hold it on your shoulder. But take that away, you're talking about a high powered pistol. Muzzle velocity is what makes an AR-15 a so-called assault weapon, if you want to call it that. It's no more than a rifle. It's less powerful than hunting rifles that these people talk about, the bolt action. Now you got people talking about bolt action on the Democrat side. And we'll talk more about this clown who shot up some folks. But we'll talk about the clowns that shoot up people every single day that go unnoticed. But Hollywood wants to chime in because they know more than you do. The people who make a living on glorifying gun violence want to talk to you about gun violence. They know nothing about it. They couldn't tell you a bullet, what type goes in what type of weapon. They don't know grain counts. They don't know lead. You know, whether is it a hollow point? Is it a cop killer? They don't know anything about it. All they know are talking points. And here's what they won't bring up. They will not bring up the number of times that a gun saves lives. I'm talking about legal guns. The other thing that Hollyweird and all these other leftist clowns won't bring up is the illegal guns being used in crimes versus legal. They don't want to talk about that. They don't want to talk about the mental health aspects of gun crimes and the fact that the majority of these of the crimes committed with illegal guns are done by Democrats or those who would vote Democrat, those who've been indoctrinated by Democratia, right? Those are the people that are committing all these crimes. They don't want you to know that stuff. They just want you to demonize the gun. And it's been going on for decades. They want your kids to fear a gun. The best thing you can do, conservatives, is take your youngsters out like I've done mine. Get them with a rifle or a pistol in their hand. Let them target shoot. Let them hunt. Kill the game. Bring it back. Eat it. And understand that that is the frontier mentality of people. Food doesn't come in grocery stores and, you know, in plastic and cellophane or whatever that crap is. It doesn't come in that styrofoam. Food comes from people going out, raising cattle, making a living, you know, harvesting that animal or whatever, and bringing it to market. And if it weren't for that, guess what? There'd be a lot fewer leftists in the world because they'd have to go out and scrounge, or they'd eat roadkill. Kevin Jackson's you're listening to, KJRadio.com. Oh, to believe yourself to be so relevant. I'm a proud Trump supporter. I'm going to guess and say there are well over 70 million of us now. Oh, I know. I know the number. Shut up. 63 million back in 2016, right? Have you heard about how they cheated us? We'll play that maybe next segment. How Google influenced over 2 million people to get off their butts and go vote for Democrat, go vote for Hillary Clinton. Google did that. You want to talk about Russian influence in the election? Nothing in comparison to what the leftists are doing with their social media platform. And I can't get people to come over to Tea Party community to save my freaking black lives. You should be ashamed of yourselves. I'm going to tell you. Look, listen to my program. Don't listen to my program. Go to TPC.org, TeaPartyCommunity.org. Don't go to TPC.org. But I'm going to tell you about yourselves. You have a conspiracy against you of the highest order. Google, Facebook, Twitter, etc. You are using and making these people money. And you know what they do with it? They undermine you every single day. And you won't come over, and you know what? Well, there's not enough people, because I don't know, blah, blah, blah. You got more excuses than a black man going to prison. Shut up. You should be over there. You should be taking advantage of it. You got a black dude running a Tea Party site in order to thumb his nose in the racism of the left, the sexism, the other isms of the left, and you won't come over. You probably say, oh, I listen to your show, Kev. I promote, I do. Look, it ain't enough. It ain't enough. This dude says that, and I'll play the clip in the next segment, but he's saying that, Google and Facebook can influence millions of people with a single a tweet. Doesn't cost them a dime. They've already got the infrastructure set up. I told you guys, we are playing with a nuclear football here. That Google and Facebook and Twitter have, they're finally starting to realize how big of what it is that they have and what influence they have. We can't even get ourselves to come together. Anyway, 70 million people now support Donald Trump, up 10%. Why? Because of people, all the stuff that the left are doing, the walk away movement by Brandon Straka, a gay former Democrat who says, I get it. Black people, seeing stats that say minimum of 18% of blacks will vote for Donald Trump. You think the millennials give a crap about Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders, or crazy, creepy Joe Biden? Of course not. And I'm going to get into Biden in a minute, because I've told you guys, I said it from the beginning, Joe Biden will not be the Democrats' candidate for president. And I bet there are many people out there going, oh, Kevin, I don't know how you can say that, man. Joe Biden, I mean, he's a former vice president. He's a Florida leader. He's a money leader. He's got the big name recognition. I'm going to read to you from people that think exactly like me. People like Derek Hunter, writes for Town Hall. Kurt Sleester, former Navy special ops guy. He's going to tell you. Well, his article says the same thing. They're finally admitting what I said months ago, from the moment Joe Biden came into the race, maybe even before. We have the archives. I can prove it. That's right. But what are we missing now? Well, in the news, we're talking about this Cat 5 hurricane, right? Much to the chagrin of the left, Dorian missed Puerto Rico and veered towards Florida. You know, Florida that elected Ron DeSantis as its governor. Hey, let me just give you a little piece of advice, folks. Listen to the Kevin Jackson Show. If you live on an island anywhere, then the potential exists for hurricanes, typhoons, tsunamis, and so on. But that's the least of your worries, and I'll talk about it when we come back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to Angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website Angioprim.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is announcing his new national security advisor. The president tweeted his choice, saying Robert O'Brien will do a great job. With more on O'Brien, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
O'Brien was often critical of President Obama's foreign policies, saying in a 2016 interview,
"By prematurely withdrawing from Iraq, we had the rise of ISIS, which he downplayed as the JV team. By setting an artificial red line in Syria that was crossed, we ended up with the worst human rights and possibly a genocide in Syria that we haven't seen since Rwanda. And in Ukraine, for the first time since 1938, we've seen a European power, Russia, invade a neighbor."
Officials in Saudi Arabia say they have evidence that Iran attacked their oil plant. Iran denies this and is promising retaliation to any military attack from the United States. President Trump put more sanctions on Iran today. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you live in a Democrat-controlled city, a hurricane is the least of your worries. You have a much bigger problem with the people called Democrats. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. That's right. By the way, Beto O'Rourke says love stops hurricanes. That is Donald Trump's fault. Acts of God, acts of nature, are Donald Trump's fault. Democrats are going to wonder, what did we do wrong in the 2020 election cycle? They've learned nothing from 2016. They think they got a reprieve in 2018, which they did not. It was fake. And now they're wondering, what is it that we can double down on that got our butts kicked in 2016? Yeah, gun control. 10 teens were shot at a football game in Alabama, but it didn't get much coverage because the perp, well, wasn't a white cop. Too bad it wasn't Darren Wilson out there shooting up those black people at that Alabama football game. Too bad the perp wasn't Dylan Roof, you know, the neo-Nazi Confederate flag, you know, sorting through a picture that took him 40,000 years to find. Wasn't Dylan Roof. Oh, and it wasn't a member of the Tea Party community. What? Were that Tea Party racist didn't shoot up that Alabama football game? No, no, no. They arrested a teenager, D'Angelo Parnell. I don't know if D'Angelo gives you a hint as to the colorage of this young teen. He's charged with 9 counts of attempted murder. He's a student at LaFleur High School. Shots were fired in the concourse of Ladd's Peebles Stadium near the end of the LaFleur Williamson High School football game. Probably a beef over some chick or whatever. I don't know. We don't get the story. Even the story I read didn't even go into detail. Didn't say he was young and black. It just gave you his name. D'Angelo Parnell. I don't know many white boys named D'Angelo. I don't know many Latinos named D'Angelo, even though it could be D'Angelo. But I don't think it is. I think it's a black boy, 17 years old. And what about this shooting that occurred in Odessa? A neighbor, they say, of the Odessa, Texas mass shooter says she reported him to the police last month after he threatened her with a rifle for leaving trash near his property. But cops couldn't find his house on account of it having no GPS address or electricity. You're listening to Kevin Jackson, folks, breaking it down for you, explaining the craziness, the lunacy of leftism. See, let me explain leftism. D'Angelo Parnell, Democrat in waiting, told this for all his whole life, his whole 17 years, that white people are evil. And he needs to, you know, he's a victim and all these other things. And what does Darnell do? What does D'Angelo Parnell do? He goes out and he shoots up a bunch of brothers at a football game because that's getting back at the man, right? What over? I don't know. Gang-related, chick-related, you know, some sort of related to what? Who knows? We may never know because nobody's going to dig into that story. That's just regular stuff for white folk media, leftist media. White Democrat media. Darnell going to grow up to become a Democrat. And you know what else I can tell you about Darnell or Parnell? D'Angelo. I'm messing his name up. D'Angelo Parnell. Here's what I can tell you about it. Terrible home supervision. Doesn't know how to handle his problems rationally. Because who does this? Who goes out and shoots randomly in a football game, not knowing who you can kill? Who does this? Leftists do this. Oh, by the way, hey, lefties, Alyssa Milano and all the other Holly weirdos out there, let me ask you a quick question. You think that he was legal to have this firearm, 17-year-old D'Angelo? You think it was legal? I'm just curious. Do you care who was shot? Apparently they don't. I haven't heard a single peep out of this, but I've heard a lot about Texas boy. There, I've heard a lot about him. A woman told CNN that Seth Ador, 36, would often sit on top of his home and shoot animals at night, which he would then retrieve afterwards. Huh? What? Nobody said a word. Nobody went to get him? I guess there wasn't enough evidence for the Jim Comey's FBI to go find out why this clown is sitting on top of his house shooting in the middle of the night. I don't know where he lives. Odessa, Texas, I'm going to presume, has some Republicans around there, right? What was his problem? Oh, they say, Kevin, he's a crazy gun, you know, he's a gun guy. Yeah, he never should have been allowed to have that weapon and all. Probably true. Probably because he's a basket case, which leads me to my belief that he's a leftist. Now, the news media didn't tell you that. They said Ator, well, they put him off as just a gun toting nut. Member of the Tea Party community, whatever. Member of a militia. Who knows? Whatever they painted this guy as. All we knew was he's a white boy shooting up a bunch of folks. And in Texas, they love it when it happens in Texas. These leftists dream of it. This is their wet dream when a white boy in a gun-toting state shoots something up. And they don't even care if it's true or not. They're going to tell you he's a conservative Republican Trump supporter. Justice Smollett, get out of my face, boy. You ain't even make up a story better than the media will on something like this. KJRadio.com is where you can find out more about me and the team. She said cops tried to confront Ator following her report to them last month, but his property didn't show up. He would often fall asleep inside his Toyota Camry with the heat on when the weather would get too cold, the woman said. He had no running water. In other words, this is a fool that couldn't get a job, didn't live on the grid. I'm not upset about preppers and people who live off the land, but let me tell you what conservatives do when they live off the land. They prepare. They go hunt their food. They put it in their freezer. They have electricity that they run to their place. They, you know, have furs. I mean, I've seen Alaskan bush people. I know how conservative people live when it comes to living off the grid and so on and so forth. I love that. I love to go hunting. I love to go where it's just you and nature. And you got to fend for yourself. It's your knife. It's your firearms. You know how to start your own fire. You know how to go get firewood. You know how to store it up. You know how to gather water. You know how to ration. You want to know some of the best people on the planet in terms of environmentalists? Go up and look at these Alaskan bush people. These people living off the grid. This guy, he sleeps in his car. I mean, can I tell you how you know he's a lefty? He can't go get firewood. He can't go get some sort of a fuel to burn, you know. But instead, he's Mr. Off the Grid, but he gets in his car and burns carbon fuel in order to keep himself warm. No blankets. Can't start when I was going to stay the summers with my great-grandfather, he had a big old stove in the middle of his living room. Big old black stove, I don't know what you call it, cast iron. And we had to go get firewood for that stove. And it only heated one room. It kept the house at a nominal enough temperature that you could survive. But the only room that got heated was the room it was in. But I know this guy's a lefty. Because he's an environmentalist who can't even go, you know, get old firewood or find an old felled tree so he can heat his house. But he'll go out and crank up his car. You know, I'm surprised he didn't have a Learjet out there, to be honest. Wow. Oh, another neighbor said she too was visited by Ator. He showed up at her house, at her door with his rifle. It was unclear what sparked the incident. She says he owned at least two guns. They shot him, though. Shot and killed that madman. But he killed 7 people, wounded 20 others. And you know what? The Democrats will blame the gun. They will blame Donald Trump. They will blame you as conservatives because you condone the Second Amendment, which says your right to a firearm should not be infringed in any way. They'll blame all of that, but they won't blame themselves for creating a crazy man who should have been institutionalized years ago. People report. Let me ask you, if you don't believe in that in the city of Odessa, Texas, they didn't know that dude was crazy and that he was eventually going to do something bad, you're out of your mind. They knew. Everybody that ran into this dude knew. You know somebody like this where you go, man, that dude, seriously, stay away from that. That dude is crazy. You may not know him now. If you're smart, they're not in your lives. But you've known of people that you go, uh-uh, no, stay away. It's like my friends used to warn, you know, people that would get mad at me when I was at a bar or something. And they, you know, because I mean, I wouldn't be mad at them. But I'm saying if they got too rowdy and I got up and said, hey, you know, you just need to back off or whatever. And my friends would say to the dude who was starting to mess, hey, you need to leave him alone. He's crazy. They didn't mean I was crazy because I'm going to kill somebody with a gun. They meant when Kevin turns it on, he's not going to turn it off. And you need to walk away. They saved many people. They weren't even doctors and they were saving lives. And who knows where I would have ended up. Because had they not done that a couple times, I'm telling you, I don't stop. That's why the warning is that all leftists, I don't stop. You, there's no playing here. Anyway, it's not the point I want to make. Democrats own this tragedy. Make no mistake about it. Don't let them fool you. Don't let them talk about gun control. They own this tragedy.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Some of the best sounds you'll ever hear are generic. Safe. Effective. Even money-saving, just like FDA-approved generic drugs. Even if they don't come in the exact same color or shape as their brand name equivalent, they have the same key ingredients and go through a rigorous review process. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist today and visit fda.gov/generic drugs. Generics are safe, effective, and can save you money. You'll like the sound of that.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Earlier I said I was going to play this clip about the manipulation by Google and Facebook, and we ended up kind of going into a different direction. But I want to play this clip because Ted Cruz questioning a guy who's talking about it, and then we'll finish up on this because I want to get, there's a lot of other stuff I wanted to get to, and we will. We got a lot more time left in the broadcast, but I do want to play this clip. It's 6 minutes. I don't think we should play the whole thing because it's you'll get the point of it within a couple of minutes, but it's so worth hearing. And, I want you to hear it and I want you to decide, are you going to sit back and just let this continue to happen, or are you going to come over to TeaPartyCommunity.org and join and get other people to do the same? Because we have changed the direction, the trajectory of politics in 2016. But the Democrats, as I said when I started the broadcast today, they didn't take a break because I went on vacation. They don't take a break because you take a break, you go to work, you take your eye off the ball for 15 minutes. Oh, I'm not going to talk politics. You ever had to say, I'm not going to talk politics this weekend because I'm so burned out of politics. Whether you're burned out or not, trust me, the other side is talking politics. Every time there's a mass shooting, they talk gun control. They talk their talking points. They don't talk yours. They don't care about yours. When are you going to support an organization that is built for you? Built around not only giving you the news the way you need to hear it, but pushing that message out to the other side. Getting them talking about our talking points. When you start hearing people talk about, the legal guns really do save a lot of lives, and you can't argue with that. Legal gun owners don't commit most of the crimes. If you remove the illegal gun statistics from America's crimes, then America's a very safe city. You don't. When are they going to talk about our talking points? Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, KJRadio.com. Here's a clip. Ted Cruz talking to a guy who talks about manipulation by Google and Facebook that makes the Russian collusion farce exactly what it is.
You're not a Republican, and nor are you a conservative. Is that accurate?
That would be an understatement.
And indeed, you're the former editor-in-chief of Psychology Today.
Correct.
So you're a respected academic. You testified before this committee that Google's manipulation of votes gave at least 2.6 million additional votes to Hillary Clinton in the year 2016. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And I want to make sure I understand. You personally supported and voted for Hillary Clinton.
I was a very strong public supporter of Hillary Clinton, yes.
So you're not dismayed that people voted for her, but your testimony is that Google is, through bias in search results, manipulating voters in a way they're not aware of.
On a massive scale, and what I'm saying is that I believe in democracy, I believe in the free and fair election, more than I have any kind of allegiance to a candidate or a party.
And looking forward, if I understood your testimony correctly, you said in subsequent elections, Google and Facebook and Twitter and big tech manipulation could manipulate as many as 15 million votes in a subsequent election?
In 2020, if all these companies are supporting the same candidate, there are 15 million votes on the line that can be shifted without people's knowledge and without leaving a paper trail for authorities to trace.
Now, you described the Go Vote reminder, and you said it wasn't a public service announcement, but rather manipulation. Can you explain how? I'm not sure everyone followed the details of that.
Well, sure. If on Election Day in 2016, if Mark Zuckerberg, for example, had chosen to send out a Go Vote reminder, say just to Democrats, and no one would have known if he had done this, that would have given that day an additional at least 450,000 votes to Democrats. And we know this without doubt because of Facebook's own published data, because they did an experiment that they didn't tell anyone about during the 2010 election. They published it in 2012. It had 60 million Facebook users involved. They sent out a Go Vote reminder, and they got something like 360,000 more people to get off their sofas and go vote who otherwise would have stayed home. The point is, I don't think that Mr. Zuckerberg sent out that reminder in 2016. I think he was overconfident. I think Google was overconfident. All these companies were. I don't think he sent that out. Without monitoring systems in place, we'll never know what these companies are doing. But the point is, in 2018, I'm sure they were more aggressive. We have lots of data to support that. And in 2020, you can bet that all of these companies are going to go all out, and the methods that they're using are invisible. They're subliminal. They're more powerful than most any effects I've ever seen in the behavioral sciences, and I've been in the behavioral sciences for almost 40 years.
You know, our Democratic colleagues on this committee often talk about what they view as the pernicious effect of big money and big corporate dollars. What you are testifying to is that a handful of Silicon Valley billionaires and giant corporations are able to spend millions of dollars, if not billions of dollars collectively, massively influencing the results of elections. And there's no accountability. You said, we don't know. We have no way of knowing if Google or Facebook or Twitter sends its Democrats or Republicans, or how they bias it, because it's a black box with no transparency or accountability whatsoever. I mean, am I understanding you correctly?
Senator, with respect, I must correct you.
Please.
If Mark Zuckerberg chooses to send out a go vote reminder just to Democrats on Election Day, that doesn't cost him a dime.
Now, I cut the thing there, because he goes on to talk about the pernicious nature of this and how far it can go and how far they will take it now that we've defeated them, that it didn't go far enough in 2018. Now what are they going to do in 2020? So here's the good news. I think President Trump is smart enough to recognize that things have to be put into place to make sure that we don't have this type of manipulation that has occurred. But what I say is, why are we concerned about what they're doing when all we have to do is compete with them head to head? Who's smarter, conservatives or leftists? Let me tell you a quick story. I told this story before, but I was thinking about it while I was on vacation, and I was thinking, you know, this story has a bigger meaning, because I was having a conversation with Heather McDonald, and she says to me, she says, Kevin, without the male attitude, she says, the world doesn't behave the way that it behaves. And she could have easily said white male attitude, but it would have sounded racist. But I'll say it for her, the white male attitude. Let me give you an example. So I was in a meeting at an event with Ross Perot Jr., the son of the billionaire. And he's a billionaire, of course, and he's done very, very well. He was with a group from, I believe, from Chevron. And we happened to be at the same place. And he was friends with one of my very wealthy friends, and they knew each other. So he says, hey, Ross, will you come over and say a few words to the boys? Us. There were 30 of us. So Ross comes over, and he talks about Canada wanted to build a big helicopter that could go around the world and set a world's record for how fast they could get that thing around the world. And they had to get all kinds of restrictions lifted from the FAA. And Ross Perot's team was building this helicopter. Well, in the building of it, Ross Perot Jr. said, you know what? He goes, why can't we beat him to it? He goes, why should Canada set this record? He goes, why don't we do it? So while he's building Canada their helicopter to specifications, he's building an American version of the helicopter specifications that will upend the Canadians. Now, people might be going, oh, let's see who's got the bigger penis, right? That's what Ross wrote. No, he was saying America deserves to be excellent. If that's what somebody wants to build, we'll build it better. I'm going to give them what they wanted, but we're going to do something better. And he built it. And he went on to talk about the number of things he had to do to overcome FAA rules and regulations, all the impediments to doing something better than somebody else. And then he talked about the flight. Flying around the world, mapping it out, coastlines, flying through countries that wanted to kill us, and landing in airports where he didn't have permission, getting arrested in certain countries and having to have bribe money, bail money, all kinds of people at the State Department ready to do it. The story is probably one of the most amazing stories I've ever heard, and I was stupid not to record him telling the story. I had no idea where it was going to go. And the reason why I'm bringing it up is because conservatives, when they see that somebody's going to do something big and we say we can do it better, we do it. He became the first one to fly helicopter all the way around the world in a certain number of days, beat the Canadians. And this is the spirit that has us beating the left every time. TeaPartyCommunity.org.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.